We're going to start today with what I call the scroll that squashes your goals. Spending too much time on social media. And one social media app, TikTok, is looking to put a lockdown on all your looking around on their wildly popular platform. On Wednesday, TikTok announced that users under 18 years of age will have their accounts locked after 1 hour of screen time on the app each day. In order to continue, users are going to have to enter a password. Now, the company and many experts believe that that feature could improve the digital well-being of users by requiring them to actively opt out of a screen time limit. The new initiative will roll out in the coming weeks, and it's one of the most aggressive moves yet by a social media company to prevent people from getting caught up in the seemingly endless scrolling that can be really consuming. The move also comes after TikTok and other social media platforms have faced years of scrutiny of their impact on young users. And TikTok specifically is facing mounting pressure from lawmakers, some of whom feel the platform should be banned altogether due in part to online security concerns. How much time do you spend scrolling each day? We could all probably spend a little less time on social media. While apps like TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat can be really powerful tools to learn, motivate, inspire, and connect us with people, most experts agree that too much screen time can have bad effects, especially on young people. More now from CNN chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Everyone knows that screen time probably is a problem for them, whether you're a teenager or an adult. We spend too much time on our phones. And what's amazing is that, you know, look, these phones have not been around that long. So a lot of people now are researching this, trying to look into how much time are we spending on phones, or what can we do about it? Mm-hmm. Interesting, one piece of data that jumped out at me, the average person will pick up their phone to look at it, just look at it, 300 some times a day.
Oh, wow.
So you're just constantly doing this. And breaking that cycle, that initial cycle of, look, I don't even know why I'm picking up my phone, I'm just doing it, I think was a really important thing that came up over and over again. So Catherine Price, who wrote a book about how to break up with your phone, she says, ask these three questions every time you pick up your phone. What for? Why now? And what else? What else could I be doing instead? It's just to sort of bring your brain back online for a second so you're not mindlessly starting to look at your phone.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting, something I've been doing already in my life.